Our AccuWeather weather forecast says the rain going to continue into the afternoon hours. We'll have a high near 46. No serious injuries, but gunshots find two targets on Racine's north and northwest sides. Police continuing to investigate one shooting that occurred about 1:15 a.m. Saturday in the 3600 block of Northwestern Avenue, not far from the old Horlick Dam site. An 18-year-old suffering a bullet wound to the leg. It happened about an hour after another shooting incident in the 300 block of Hamilton Street. That victim also receiving a non-life-threatening gunshot wound, according to police, who are asking the public for help. 635-7756, the investigative unit number, or go anonymously through Crime Stoppers of Racine County at 262-636-9330 or by texting RACS plus the message to Crimes. The drivers of two vehicles that collided Sunday night on Highway 20 near Highway D in the Racine County village of Rochester, they each suffered broken legs. The Sheriff's Department says one extricated, taken from the scene by a Flight for Life helicopter, whose pilot set the bird down in a field right next to the damaged car. The other, a pickup with a second helicopter, at Memorial Hospital in Burlington. A 52-year-old man, according to a release, heading west, crossed the center line, colliding head-on with an eastbound car driven by a 61-year-old woman. Alcohol appears to have been a factor. Starting January 1st, there's a new Wisconsin law kicking in that'll require an individual selling a privately owned motor vehicle to another private party to report that sale to the Department of Transportation within a 30-day period. To help that, the DOT has announced an online service to conveniently submit the notice of sale. It's wisconsindmv.gov and the seller notify page.
Enter the seller information, the vehicle identification number, the buyer's information, the date of sale, and the sale amount.
That's Melissa Burkhardt with the DMV, who says this is all geared at really protecting sellers.
It's a simple online tool that allows a seller to report the sale, but also print a receipt, email a copy, or save a copy for your records.
And she says it's also set up so that you can do this online work from anywhere. 6:30 tonight, a meeting of the Racine Unified School Board, a rather full agenda. Included on that, a report on the high school transformation plan for next year and some of the feedback at three information meetings from last week. A report on contractor employment for the last quarter. That may also tie into an action item about minority hiring goals. Reports on school climate, along with school choice, preference schooling, and online enrollment. And a resolution from the Wisconsin Association of School Boards, which opposes a bill in the legislature to restrict the timing on referendum questions. That would include a 2-year wait for a second attempt if voters should reject the first one. The 7 o'clock meeting of the Caledonia Village Board includes a formal presentation of Dan Warren as the new police chief. In a very quiet fashion, the Police and Fire Commission last week named Captain Warren to replace Toby Shy as one of the four internal candidates for the job. Warren had been named the interim chief when Shy announced his retirement plans. Tonight's agenda also listing a closed session during which the Village Board will consider a resolution for a confidential settlement agreement and a full financial release between the Village and Robert and Mary Kittle. This is connected to his age discrimination complaint as a sergeant with the police force. A veteran who volunteers her services at the Veterans Treatment Court that covers Racine and Kenosha and Walworth counties says it's really gratifying to see fellow veterans getting their lives together. But Laura Greenway has also seen it go the other way, especially after a drug or alcohol test comes back positive.
If they pop hot, positive, there's a lot of explaining why. And tests don't lie. So I've seen guys go right to jail, literally from the courtroom to the jail, and that's heartbreaking.
The treatment court allows veterans with relatively minor drug and alcohol-related offenses to just bypass jail if they can stay clean and successfully undergo counseling. While 12-step programs like Alcoholics Anonymous are used, volunteers like Greenway also lend support through the mentoring program. She's been doing it for over a year and has no plans to step aside.
As these guys go from being an alcoholic or a drug addict to sobering up, you can see the difference in their skin. You can see the difference in their behavior. You can see the difference in the way they act.
But she says more volunteers are needed. Court coordinator Jennifer Hoffmeister says they are hard to come by because of the time commitment. Volunteers generally need to be available when the treatment court's in session. That's most Tuesdays in Racine from 3 to 5 p.m. Our AccuWeather forecast says it'll be raining this afternoon. We'll have a high near 46. The balmy weather we've had so far, it means a break on your heating bill. chill, even though the winter doesn't officially start until 10:48 tonight. It's been really nice. The Journal Sentinel indicating the mild start to the heating season, combining with the lowest natural gas prices in 16 years to give us consumers this relief. Just 2 years ago, bitter cold kept our furnaces going nonstop. But if these conditions continue, and we'll keep our fingers crossed on that, we could be looking at numbers up to 50% below normal heating costs. We Energy says it's possible more than 1 million consumers might end up paying less for winter heating this winter than any of the past 15 seasonal periods. It's been a while in taking shape, but the Brooks Tractor Project in Mount Pleasant is on the move. The Village Plan Commission having approved a site plan last week on the heels of the Racine Water Utility completing a line out to that 10-acre site on the southeast frontage road. Village Development Director Logan Martin noted the almost 30,000-square-foot facility for John Deere and Hitachi Sales and Service near the Antique Castle site. It's involved coordinating with Brooks officials since June of 2014, the process leading to last year's rezoning, then creation of a tax incremental district in February, and that resulted in building that water line.
The main building includes office, showroom space, a wash bay, and an indoor service facility. Besides the main building, the site will also include a smaller 5,000-square-foot cold storage building, which is south of the main building. Both buildings consist of similar building materials, consisting of precast concrete panels, composite metal panels, and inset architectural metal paneling.
Lewis Brooks, the head of the company, which is based in Sun Prairie, noted this will be their sixth location. He told the Plan Commission this new site will be a major facility that will, in his words, grow over time. Mars Chocolate North America recalling its Dove Chocolate Assortment Snowflakes because the 24-ounce bags, which are sold at Walmart, contain pieces of Snickers, Milky Way, and Twix that have peanuts and wheat and eggs not identified on the package. About 6,700 bags of this stuff covered in the recall. Kenosha City Council scheduled to review a proposed change to the city's big box ordinance tonight. This would allow large-scale commercial development in more areas of the city.
The current ordinance restricts so-called big box stores to areas west of Green Bay Road, the area immediately to the east of Green Bay Road, and to lots that already have such developments, but the new buildings on those lots cannot exceed the size of the current structure. The amendment before the council tonight would expand the areas where big box developments are allowed to the corridors along Sheridan Road, State Highway 50, and 52nd Street. Developments in those areas still could not exceed 150,000 square feet. Aldermen adopted the original big box ordinance in 2007. The council meets tonight at 7. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
More than 400 cities around the country got reviewed by the National Human Rights Campaign when it comes to issues affecting the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender communities. And in Wisconsin, Madison got a perfect score of 100 points. Milwaukee showed up with 82 points, then Green Bay at 42. Racine had 41 points, Kenosha 38. Wisconsin's average of 60 points, slightly better than the 56 out of 100 points nationwide. The civil rights group, looking only at the five biggest cities in Wisconsin as part of its 2015 Municipal Equality Index, the only rating system of LGBT inclusion in the U.S. and municipal law and policy. 47 cities out of the 408 studied received perfect scores, that versus 38 last year and 25 in 2013. Racine, by the way, getting extra points for being headquarters to the LGBT Center of Southeast Wisconsin, and for having a human rights commission. The Burlington Common Council recently decided to use almost $52,000 in the budget to match up with a state DNR grant of up to $80,000 to hire a consulting firm for a study and to put together a plan of action on stormwater management. MyRacineCounty.com has that study being the first step in making the city compliant with the Wisconsin Pollution Discharge Elimination System permit that it must now maintain due to its size. The study will document infrastructure including storm sewer catch basins, drainage ponds, manholes, even rain gardens. Racine Alderman Sandy Widener wants to use the solar-powered speed indicator signs at Ohio Street near Graceland Park after almost a year-long battle by Alderman Henry Perez to check out the speeds on Northwestern Avenue. It's on the agenda for the City Traffic Commission later on this afternoon. Widener, previously in committee discussion, heard that the portable signs could be used in other locations if requested. Over the next few weeks, it's going to be lots of holiday gatherings around southeast Wisconsin. Remember, though, tragedy can quickly interrupt the good times with too much holiday cheer. David Pabst heads up the DOT's Bureau of Transportation Safety, says today's technology capability out there is a great second set of eyes for law enforcement with these types of campaigns like Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over.
Get as much info on the vehicle as possible, make, model, year, and a plate number, if at all possible. Give as much specific information as you can.
He adds that alcohol-related traffic deaths and injuries fatalities over the past 10 years in Wisconsin, those have been cut in half. But still, too many drivers are getting behind the wheel impaired, endangering not only themselves, but many others. And the Packers are in the playoffs, but a lot can still happen before the end of the season and whom they're going to be playing in the end. Head coach Mike McCarthy noting things aren't pretty many times. It's 10 victories, though, the latest coming yesterday in Oakland.
It's fun to go score a bunch of points, put up a bunch of yards, but at the end of the day, it's, you know, everybody's fighting to get in the playoffs right now, and you know, the game in front of us is going to be a big one. You know, it's another tough road game in a tough environment, so, and that's where we'll stay focused on.
McCarthy's team up against the Cardinals next Sunday in Arizona. AccuWeather forecast this afternoon, continuing chance for periods of rain, the high around the mid-40s. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.